Well, today, as you know, is the memorial of Saints Anne and Joachim, the parents of our Blessed Lady. And while the tradition does not have a lot that we actually know about them, the only document that we have is called the Gospel of St. James, and its sort of historical accuracy and authority cannot be compared with the Gospels that we have in the New Testament. But here we're given insight into these two precious and important people. And as I hope to show you this morning, there's a particular way we can identify with them. As we think of Anne and Joachim, one of the things that we do read in the Gospel of James is that they were childless until later in life. And there's a parallel between Hannah, as we read about her in the book of Samuel, and Anne, both desiring to be mothers and promising that they will offer up their firstborn to the Lord in a most particular way. And indeed, Anne, being the mother of our Blessed Lady, did that very thing. Think about it this way for a moment. As we think of Mary, as we think of the home where she grew up, we can remember that her parents nurtured our Blessed Mother. They taught her the ways of the Lord. They taught her to be able to respond to God, so that Mary could then say, as a teenager of 14 or 15 years of age, "Let it be done to me according to your will." Indeed, it is the example of Anne and Joachim that allows us to remember that Mary was being prepared in the context of her home to become the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In her home, Mary would have received this foundation in the faith that allowed her to grow in courage, in strength, so that at that most critical moment, our mother could stand by the cross of her son crucified and continue to believe. As I said a minute ago, we do not know very much about Anne and Joachim. And this is why that passage that we heard read from the book of Sirach, from the Old Testament, is so helpful and informative and inspiring for us today. For in that reading, we are given two lessons. Firstly, we are told how important it is to have godly examples in the faith. And secondly, we are called to emulate those examples. So let's think first of all a little bit more about what made Anne and Joachim such godly examples. And I want to read two verses from that chapter, one verse we heard in our reading, and one verse that was actually left out. So this is the verse we heard just a minute ago. "Some of them have left behind a name so that others declare their praise." We heard that in the reading. The next verse we did not have. And it goes on to say, "But of others there is no memory. They have perished as if they had never existed. They have become as though they had never been born, they and their children after them." Now let's think about this for a moment. Some have left behind a name so that others can declare their praise. Our Blessed Lady falls into that category. We know not only of her name because of the historical data of the New Testament, but also throughout the great tradition of Catholic teaching, there is so much that we know about who Mary, our mother, is. But when it comes to Anne and Joachim, they fall more into that latter category. Although we do honor their name, from a biblical perspective, if you read through the New Testament, you're not going to find one reference to them. And through most of the Catholic tradition, it is also silent. when it comes to these two parents. And yet the church has deemed it important to honor their memory. Well, why is this? And I think this is the answer. That from an earthly perspective, they have almost been forgotten. But this is not so from the perspective of heaven. Listen to what Sirach also says. But these also were godly men, that is, the ones who had been forgotten, whose righteous deeds have not been forgotten. Their wealth will remain with their descendants, and their inheritance with their children's children. And what is the basis of their wealth? Listen to what Sirach goes on to say. Their descendants, that is their offspring, stand by the covenants. Their children also for their sake. Their offspring will continue forever, and their glory will never be blotted out. Here's the point. These people are remembered in heaven because while they lived on earth, they remembered the covenants of God. They're remembered in heaven because they remembered God's covenants. God's grace-filled relationship with his people are passed on through the covenants, generation after generation after generation. Covenants of promise, covenants of relationship, covenants that find their fulfillment in Jesus. And that's why Jesus in today's gospel said, "Blessed are you, for your eyes have seen what the prophets longed for." All of the covenants find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. And so this is why St. Anne and St. Joachim are so important for you and for me. That as we live in this world, we too are called to daily remember the covenants of God. That's why the Mass is so important and it is so beautiful, because it's here in the context of the liturgy that day by day by day, the covenant story of God's grace-filled love unfolds before us. But here's the other thing. All of us here are getting older. I'm aware of this more and more in my own life, of my aging. And before I know it, this life is going to be over. Few people will be remembered generation by generation by generation, but most of us, 50 years after we're dead, will we be remembered? How about 100 years, 200 years, 500 years from now? For most of us, it will be as if, from a worldly perspective, we had never existed. But when we understand that our lives are intricately tied to the covenantal promises of God, with the working out of God's purpose, we can be inspired to emulate the examples of Saints Anne and Joachim. And then we can remember that while it's true that from an earthly perspective, our lives are here one day and gone tomorrow, that from the perspective of heaven, we are part of a great company of saints, referred to at the end of today's reading from Sirach. Their bodies are buried in peace, but their name lives on generation after generation. The assembly declares their wisdom, and the congregation proclaims their praise. And what was the basis of that wisdom? The covenant promises of God. Beloved, may it be so for us. And may we be inspired day by day to continue to live anonymous, faithful, and godly lives as we serve our Lord and Savior Jesus, and as we daily ask for the prayers of our Blessed Lady and her most holy parents.